Kelly, you're a woman, right?
Last time I checked, yes.
You check for me real quick?
We're good.
Okay. It's 99.7 DJX. How would you want to be slid into via DM?
God, wow. That was...
like, without giving you the ick.
Okay.
When was the last time someone slid into your DMs?
Well, they didn't... there weren't DMs last time I was dating. So, yeah.
Well, just because you're taken doesn't mean someone hasn't tried to slide into your DMs.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
Oh.
So, no. Thank you for making me feel bad about that, too. Yeah, no, I would just think just a compliment would be nice. Like, nothing gross. Like, hey, you're attractive. I think you're pretty.
Oh, okay. Okay, so someone comes in and just gives you a compliment like, hey, you're attractive, you're pretty. That's interesting because I was talking with some friends the other day, and that sort of compliment was the immediate, like, nope, you're trying too hard.
Really?
Not as a first attempt.
What are they supposed to say?
Not as the DM, the initial DM sliding into someone's, you know, DMs saying, hey, you're so attractive, because the idea is, oh, you're sending that to dozens of other people.
Oh, okay. So what do you do? Do you like reach out and say, hey, do you know what time it is? What, I don't understand.
Do you know what time it is? Hey, do you have the time?
How do you break the ice?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what we were kind of debating. Someone else said, hey, I would rather send a voice like message.
Oh.
To which that was immediately shut down too. No.
Really?
Because it almost puts the pressure on the woman to respond with a voice note, a voice message.
Okay.
So that was a no-go. So it was like, is there,
what do people do? What's acceptable?
Well, I know that's what we were kind of talking about. Is there a proper way to DM, to slide into someone's DM without coming across as a weirdo? And you know,
so you just say, hey.
Right. You know, look, like I have slid into someone's DMs that aren't my wife's, but it's been more of like a sort of like a business sort of thing. Like, hey, I've noticed you, you know, whatever.
that sounds
so creepy
too. That sounds really creepy.
See, that's the thing.
I've noticed you.
Right. Hey, I've noticed your work. Oh, really? Have you?
Delete and block.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So Kelly is easy. She's just like, all you have to do is compliment me and you're in.
Tell me I'm pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
And Kelly, you look so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Can I take you out to lunch sometime?
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Isabel says, if you react to a story, like with a thoughtful comment, not just the fire emoji. So if I'm posting a beach pic and someone says, that looks so peaceful, what beach is that? That actually starts a conversation. It's casual and respectful. Okay.
Okay. All right. Good.
That's a good one.
Michelle says, mutual interest message. Hey, I saw you're into hiking. Any favorite spots near Louisville? Slow pressure shows you paid attention and opens the door.
Okay. Like, well, yeah. If you have shown on your page that you're into that sort of thing.
I mean, all they see on my page is pugs. Hey,
I see you're into
like
dogs.
Pugs. Lots of pugs.
Hey, I see
Are
you're into
crazy?
Dogs. Do you like dogs?
Yes. Do you like dogs? Yes.
Are you into dogs?
Yes.
Kim's all like, you up 2:14 a.m.? First of all, sir, I am, but not for you. That's not the way to do it. Yeah. All right. I get that. Yeah. So some ways that maybe we're just trying to figure out like the proper way to slide into someone's DMs, right?
Uh-huh.
Sarah said, if I post a meme or something that's funny and you respond with something witty instead of creepy, that's a win.
Okay. Shows you're funny.
Okay. But again, witty and there's a line between being witty and creepy. Like what some person may think is witty, you're thinking, oh, okay, stand down.
Well, then if they find you witty, then they're a good match for you. If they think you're creepy, then move on. Laura says, gentle compliment, not creepy. Hey, just want to say you have a great smile. Hope that's not too forward. Have a great day. See,
okay.
That would work on me.
See, Laura and Kelly are under the same, just compliment me, tell me I'm pretty.
It's sweet. Doesn't scream, I'm in your DMs in my boxers. Oh, yes. 1,000%. Yes.
That's funny. Ann says, if you're sending a shirtless gym mirror selfie as the first message, no hello, no name, just abs and thirst. I feel like I got assaulted by a protein powder. No.
Assaulted by a protein powder?
So,
I like that.
Yeah. How are you? What's the best way to slide into someone's DMs? What's the worst way to slide into someone's DMs? Rachel says, if it's, again, so sort of a copy and paste pickup line, she says, are you French? Because I fell for you.
Oh, wow.
I fell for you. Oh. I fell for you.
Oh,
you
wow.
You copy and pasted that to 12 girls, and I know it. All right. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Melissa says unsolicited pet names. Yeah. Like, hey, sexy. Hey, baby. Or my personal favorite, hey, little mama. I'm a 33-year-old woman, not a side character in a Pitbull song.
But doesn't every woman want to be a side character in a Pitbull song?
No, we don't. No, we do not. No, we do not. We do not.
No, he's going to the club, spending his last dime on you.
Yes, no.
Properly sliding into a DM. That's what we're trying to figure out. Trish says, just polite honesty. Just rolling in with, hey, this is a little bold, but I came across your profile, thought you seemed cool. Totally understand if you're not into chatting with strangers, but I figured I'd say hi. Respectful and self-aware.
Okay, yeah.
To me, though, that seems almost bot-like. Like, you're, hello, I came across your profile. Okay, sure. Immediately, if you're saying I came across your profile, I'm
that's
like, nope, gone.
That's bot-like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I came across your profile. Oh, you did? And I'd like to for you to click on this link. And I would like to, right, exactly. No, no, sure. No.
Okay.
All you have to do is go into the, what is that? The requests, the hidden requests.
That's where they all live.
Yeah. Every now and then, a rogue normal person will land in that. And so I'll try to just check them just to make sure that there's no rogue normal person that's in there. But
sometimes they are. Katie says, jumping straight to, when are we hanging out? We've never spoken. I don't even know your last name. Chill.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Amy texts in and says, yeah, there's a fine line between sliding in and sounding like a Nigerian scam.
Right.
Hello. I've noticed your profile.
Uh-huh.
And I thought you seemed like someone I would like to hang out with.
Also, send me your social security number. I have a fortune that has your name on it.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. Got another text from a listener. I've had a crush on you since high school. To every divorced female classmate.
Dude is nuts.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a guy's MO.
Yeah, I was going to say, rolling into just about every person that he graduated high school with that. All right. So, look,
Natalie says being honest and genuine is definitely going to get you at least a consideration. Dropping into the DMs saying things like, I can give you something you've never had before, and proceed to send me the worst looking picture I've ever seen. Ends up getting you blocked.
D-pick. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That, I mean, still,
that's
like,
bold.
Like sending those pics in 2025 is a bold move.
Has any woman ever said, I really like those?
You know what?
Please keep sending them. Has anybody ever given any guy any indication that is a favorable pic to send?
I don't know, but somewhere along the line, guys thought, you know what's really going to light their fire? You know what's really going to send them over the edge? A little special pick.
Yeah, no.
All right.
That answer's no.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you're
thanks.
Wondering, no.
Yeah. All right. We just figured we would toss that out there because, you know, sliding into DMs can be genuine, can give you the ick, but we want to try to make sure that everybody's doing it properly. All right.
Well, it's the closest thing to actually going up to somebody in a bar, right?
Yeah. And saying, hi, how you doing? I noticed you across the bar.
Yes.
Can I buy you a drink?
Right. It feels a little more organic.
Right.
Yeah.